Yo, what's up, fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of realness, serving you truth bombs and self-care tips hotter than that new TikTok dance craze. Listen, we Gen Zers are wired differently, right? Always hustling, always grinding, but let's be real, sometimes the pressure cooker gets a little toasty. And honestly, who has time for burnout when there's an entire universe of memes to create and TikToks to dominate? That's why we're diving deep into something seriously important. Self-compassion. Because taking care of your mental health isn't just a trendy hashtag, it's a survival skill, especially in this wild world we live in. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to the curated highlight reels everyone else is posting? You know that feeling when your anxiety starts creeping up like an unwelcome guest at your chill session? Yeah, me too. We're bombarded with unrealistic expectations from every angle: social media, school, work, even our own internal dialogue. It's enough to make you want to ditch it all and become a hermit living off ramen and cat videos. But hold up, there's a secret weapon against this pressure cooker. Self-compassion. First things first, let's get real about what self-compassion actually is. It's not about giving yourself a free pass to slack off or indulge in every craving. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer your best friend when they're going through a tough time. Remember that bestie who always knows how to make you feel better. Yeah, be that person for yourself. Now, self-compassion isn't some magical unicorn potion you can just buy on Amazon, though wouldn't that be amazing? It takes practice, consistency, and a whole lot of honesty. You gotta acknowledge your struggles without beating yourself up over them. Like, if you mess up a project or fail a test, instead of spiraling into a vortex of self-doubt, tell yourself, okay, this didn't go as planned, but I'm still learning and growing. Remember that growth mindset. It's your superpower. Here's another key ingredient. Recognizing your shared humanity. We all stumble. We all make mistakes. We all have those days when we feel like a dumpster fire. You're not alone in this journey, fam. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed, remember that everyone else is probably battling their own inner demons too. Now, let's talk about actions, because self-compassion isn't just a feel-good concept, it's a game-changer for your mental well-being. Start by practicing mindfulness. It's like hitting the pause button on your chaotic thoughts and actually being present in the moment. Try meditation apps, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few minutes to focus on your senses. Feeling that warm cup of coffee in your hands. Smell those fresh flowers. Ground yourself in the now. Another game changer is setting healthy boundaries. Learn to say no without guilt. Protect your time and energy, because you are not obligated to please everyone all the time. Real talk. This stuff isn't easy. Sometimes it feels like you're constantly battling against your own inner critic. Like, remember that voice in your head telling you you're not good enough? Yeah, try silencing that jerk. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. Think about it like this. Imagine your mental health as a bank account. If you're constantly taking out without putting anything back in, eventually you'll be broke. Self-compassion is like making regular deposits into the account. You're investing in your well-being, which pays off in the long run. So, let's say you've had a brutal day. Exams went south, your bestie ghosted you, and you spilled coffee all over your favorite shirt. We've all been there. Instead of spiraling into despair, practice some self-compassion. Acknowledge that it was a tough day, but remind yourself that tomorrow is a fresh start. Treat yourself to something nice, a bubble bath, a Netflix binge, or that new ice cream flavor you've been eyeing. Remember, fam, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. And when you prioritize self-compassion, you unlock the power to not only survive, but truly thrive in this crazy world. So, what are you waiting for? Hit that like button, share this with your squad, and tag me in your TikTok reactions. Don't forget to subscribe and keep it locked here for more daily doses of truth bombs and self-care strategies. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.